From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Mortgage rates jumped up this June to the highest levels in 7 months, which is making some procrastinators wish they had refinanced their home loans last month. So now what? Is the mortgage refinancing boom over, or will mortgage rates fall again? I know. Let's ask NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Leah.
We want to go back a bit. In early spring, mortgage rates had fallen below 5%. Now they're back up to around or maybe just under 6%. What happened?
Well, interest rates on long-term loans like home mortgages, 30-year treasuries, those are largely determined by the investors who look out on the horizon. And right now they're looking out and saying, ahoy, mate, yikes, there's inflation ahead. So when they see inflation, they're worried and they want you to pay them more interest when they're loaning you money over a long time. So when people are worried about that, we see interest rates rise, and that's where we're at right now.
So what if you still want to get a new mortgage on your home or even buy a new house? Should you rush in now before the rates go even higher?
Economists are very divided by that. Some of them argue that you should go ahead and buy the house right now and refinance because, you know, 6% today might look like a stroke of genius 2 years from now. But there are a lot of very respected economists who say the exact opposite. Earlier this week, Mark Zandi, who is the chief economist with Moody's Economy.com, he was speaking with NPR, and he said that these inflation fears are overblown. He expects interest rates to go back down below 5%. So when you've got such conflicting predictions from very good economists, about the safest thing you can do is just look at your own individual situation. So, you know, if you've got a great job in another city and you want to move and you found a nice house, the price is right, don't let interest rates stop you. Just go ahead and buy the house. It's the same with refinancing. If you have an old, expensive mortgage and today you have a better credit rating, maybe you can refinance to a lower rate, you should just jump at it. 6% is still really quite low by historic standards.
What about paying off a mortgage? I mean, it seems like the best interest rate would be zero, as in no mortgage at all. So what if you just put more money into your mortgage payment each month to pay off your loan as fast as possible instead of investing in stocks and bonds?
Again, that's a very individual situation. If you're a young couple and you just bought a house and you got the kids and the car payments and the college expenses coming up, then you just want to keep your payments low. But if you're a baby boomer and you're trying to think about how to have a comfortable retirement and you can choose between do I want to put it into stocks and bonds or into the house, then it's a tough decision. I talked with a financial advisor this week about this, and he said if you don't think you're going to get much of a pension check in retirement and you want to make sure you've got a roof over your head, then it does make sense to go ahead and just pay off that mortgage and you don't have to worry about it. But there are other people in other circumstances where maybe that's not such a great idea. For example, if you're living in a market where housing prices are still dropping fairly dramatically, you don't really want to invest in a declining asset. So if you think you're going to sell your house in just a couple of years before real estate prices have a chance to rebound, then paying off the mortgage really might not be a wise investment right now.
NPR's business editor Marilyn Giwax, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.